You are now tuned in to the Bold Journeys podcast, bringing you nothing but the best in motivation, inspiration, and empowerment information so you can get your whole life. Shout out to our amazing sponsors, Brownlinx Trucking, your premier shipping and logistics partner. Count on Brownlinx to deliver quality, no matter the quantity. Sense of Satisfaction by Cricut. If you're looking for a place to meet all your fragrance needs, this is it. Buying fragrances anywhere else is nonsense. Shop at scentsbycricut.com. And Creative Juices Printing and More, the hotspot for t-shirts and merch. Your vision is what they create. Don't forget to check out the Heal Girl YouTube channel for weekly prayers and more hilarious and inspirational content. Please note that the views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily the views of our sponsors. Now, let's get into it.
Hey, y'all. It's me. It's T, the Queen Bee, your humble hostess, also known as the Mindset Midwife. Listen, the episode we're about to get into is major that we had to do it in two parts. So sit back and enjoy part one.
And we are back with another bold, beautiful, and bodacious episode of Bold Journeys Podcast, our summer sizzler series. Listen, I am over the moon about today's guest. My spiritual mom agreed to grace us with her presence, and I truly can hardly stand it, okay? If you've ever heard the phrase, big things come in small packages, then I need y'all to turn us all the way up and tune in to what is about to happen here. Marcy Bush is the founder of Away With Words Communication and Publishing. She's a writer, a voiceover artist, and by all accounts, a brand wordsmith. Okay. She is an amazing business owner, but also a ministry leader. She is the visionary of the Sister Speak Ministry, which hosts healing retreats to provide women a safe place for healing and deliverance. But not only that, she is also the creator and host of the Sister Speak Brother Break Show, of which I have had the distinct honor to be a guest. And so the tables have turned in a great way on today. Mm-hmm. I want you all to help me to welcome this very, very special lady, Marcy Bush. Marcy, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited about it.
The same. You know, it's always good things popping when we get together. So
That's right.
So, Marcy, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us where you're from and how you got into business for yourself.
Well, I am from Aiken, South Carolina, and I hail from the little area we call Petticoat Junction. And I've lived in this area probably within a 20-minute area, just 20 minutes to get to my parents' house from where I live now. And so I've always been here. I am the ninth child, so I'm the youngest of all my siblings. And for a long time, more than 20 years, I was a teacher in the Aiken County school system. And then in 2020, God started talking, saying things I didn't even know that he was really speaking on. I had to pray on what I heard, and he told me to come on out. And the rest is, as they say, history. Because actually, I had been doing some soul work, some unpacking, with you as my coach. That was something that God did by design as well. You and I were in the same church, but didn't really know each other that well. And God put a spotlight on you. One day I had just a day of listening to things that you had done, things that you had out there on the internet that I had no idea about. And in the midst of that, God told me to connect with you as an accountability coach. And honestly, out of that accountability, I was able to unpack some things. And I think the more I unpacked, the clearer I could hear. And one day listening to a speech by a guy who is, you know, he's all about just giving the motivation. And he asked the question, you know, when you need to think about when it is that you want to come off that job. It was like, some of you want to be entrepreneurs, some of you want to do this, but you're still working for somebody else. He was like, just write down when you want to come off that job. Well, he was, you know, talking to people in a session. I'm in my bathroom putting on makeup, and I just blurt out a date. And later he comes back around and says, you know, okay, look at that date again. You don't have to say it out loud. And I'm like, I can say it out loud. I don't know. Ain't nobody here but me. And I said, August 1st, 2020. Mm. And when I said it that time, it's like something hit me. It was the same date I had said a little few minutes earlier. But when it came out of my mouth that time, it's like it lassoed me. Mm. And I got nervous. I didn't say anything for a while to anybody, but it would not leave me alone. It kept pulling. Because trust me, I had prayed for many years to come out of the school system. For many, many years. I was like, as soon as I see the green light, I'm gone. Yeah. Well, like I said, that lasso, it got me. And on August 1st, 2020, I wrote my letter of resignation, which even that was crazy because I think it was on a Saturday or a Sunday. And I'm like, God, how are we doing this? And I wrote it that day. And when Monday morning hit, I let it go. I sent the email. I thank God. It was a leap of faith. But when you do what he says, you leave the results to him.
Listen. I'm trying to tell you, what you just said was so powerful. And to be honest, I had almost forgot some of those details. Even just hearing you say it just now just gave me chill bumps. Oh, my goodness. So I pray that whoever is listening to this, man, woman, boy, or girl, we're just a few minutes in, but I pray that already you have a burning in your heart, that you have a tingling in your spine, that you have butterflies in your stomach, just to know that God is taking everyday people and he's doing new, bold, and marvelous things with someone who's been on their job for 20 years, no real exit plan, but an amazing gift that we're getting ready to talk about in just a moment. And through prayer, motivation, and inspiration, took a major leap of faith. And now, 3 years later, God has sustained her, stretched her, blown her all the way up. Oh, my goodness. Nobody but God can do that. And that's why faith is so important. So, Marcy, share with us a little bit about your faith walk in this journey this last few years of just being out there on your own. It's all you. The bills are still there, okay? Mm-hmm. You still have a child. You still have godchildren, a grandchild. Mm-hmm. You still have all of these things, okay? And because we are believers for real, they're still tithing and seething.
Oh, absolutely.
Hello. Tell us about the mind state, the heart posture of your perspective on that and what it's been like for this 3 years.
Even in the process of praying before the resignation came, you know, I remember just talking to God because at that point, even when he told me to step out, and I think it's really important that we understand sometimes God does not give you the full picture. He may give you something to like open you up to what he's saying to get you to seek him more. He may not tell you the full picture. Heck, today, right now, talking to you, I don't know the full picture. But what I do know is that when he gives us something, you know, we got to pay attention to him. We got to start stepping out, just start going closer to him. Because in the beginning, what I thought it would be, and I know it's still a major part of it, but was the editing and publishing. That's a lot of what he was speaking to me about. Well, my company is Away With Words Communications and Publishing. And so I'm sitting here going, okay, God, I've done some editing. But Lord, it's not like it was really paying bills. It's not. And I'm going, God, I remember telling him one day, like, this business has not proved that it will take care of me.
No.
And he was like, and you have not proved that you will take care of it. But I know what I put in you, and this is what I need you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that shut my mouth because I had not been faithful. And you know what I'm saying? I had not done everything that he told me to do. I was dragging my feet, but I knew it was him. And so, heck yeah, it's a leap of faith. And, you know, there were times when I felt like I was like just flailing in the air, and I'm telling him, God, I feel like I'm flailing, like, and he said, did you think I was telling you to leap from the first floor window?
Nope.
Of course, when you leap, you don't have your footing, but not having your footing causes you to grab hold to faith in a way that you would not have if you were standing flat footed.
Ooh.
When you're standing flat-footed, you feel like, okay, when I take this next step, I know where I'm stepping. You know, you know that there's ground under you. But when he tells you to take a leap of faith, you're out there in the atmosphere of faith.
Out there.
And what you have to do, yeah. And what you got to do, you got to decide, am I going to free fall or am I going to flap? And that's one of the things that, like, he gave me years before. You got to flutter before you can fly.
That's it.
And you got to decide, when you feel yourself out here in midair, I'm going to flap these wings. And one thing I realized, I said, okay, I'm going to flap. I know I will never bust this ground open, because if God told me to do it, he got a safety net for me. So even if I fall, I'm going to hit a safety net. I might not fly, but I ain't going to die. That was my take during then. I don't know if I'm about to fly as soon as I go out here. I don't know what's going to happen. I could look like a fool, but I'm going to be a fool for Jesus because he told me to do it. And that's what I don't know what this is going to be, but I know you said it, and I'm going to obey you. The results, they'll be on you, God. I don't know. I'm just doing what you told me. And so but I can say he's been faithful every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I went from, like I said, working 24 years as a teacher, like 4 years away from retirement. And he said, come. But God has been faithful. I have not gone lacking. I have, even when I didn't know where it was coming from, it came. And I have not missed one beat. I have not had late bills. I like none of that. God has sustained me, and I'm grateful.
It's that trust factor. It's that knowing that literally where he gives vision, he also gives provision. God will provide. He is true to his word. And
absolutely.
And by now, if y'all have not caught on, if the voice does not sound familiar, it is the artist, Marcy Bush, who is the voice that you hear on Bold Journeys podcast, intro and outro. She's such a talent, and her voice is being heard all over the globe in several different platforms.
One of the things that God said to me was, everybody has a story, but not everybody has a voice.
We appreciate you for listening. We trust that you will share the episode, and we will get back with you real soon. In fact, we'll be here again next week. So tune in. Until next time, mahalo.
Be kind and share this episode. Share, share, share. Subscribe to the Bold Journeys podcast on your favorite platform. Want to show the queen some love? Got show ideas? Or want to share thoughts on this episode? Email us at tboldmedia@gmail.com. That's tboldmedia@gmail.com.